We are very happy to welcome Mercer County Veteran Services Officer Eric Pugh to the program. Eric, nice to see you. Thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for inviting us out.
You know, I know Veterans Day has passed for another year, but, you know, certainly the appreciation, you know, for veterans and benefits, of course, too, continues long after those ceremonies, right?
Right. And even though it's passed, honoring our veterans shouldn't happen once a year. It's a daily responsibility, one that we carry forward with purpose, gratitude, and unwavering commitment.
Let's talk about also kind of what we saw, you know, across the country. There are a lot of meaningful programs.
Yes, a lot of the schools held their programs, VFWs, Legions, DAVs, AMVETs, hosted thoughtful ceremonies. Families kind of came together to recognize the service of their loved ones. These gestures matter, and they remind the veterans of Mercer County when they attend them, that the values and they remember the sacrifices that have been made on behalf of our nation.
And also, you know, we mentioned too, the mission of your you know, office, very simple, but obviously very vital. You provide so much service for the veterans.
Yeah, it's kind of an all-in-one stop. We provide the VA disability claims help, VA healthcare enrollment, service-connected compensation and survivor benefits, but we also help navigate that complex paperwork and advocate for those who served. We stand beside their families, should it be while someone is hospitalized or after the passing of a veteran. We continue those services forward, work with the families, the funeral homes, to make sure those families get the most of their benefits.
And that's something people should understand, that when a veteran has passed away, can they contact your office, or can they contact the Legion or VFW or just somebody to kind of let it be known they've passed away, and then you guys can take it from there as far as the kind of funeral that they're going to get?
Absolutely. We like to network with the local funeral homes and the hospital's caregivers, hospice care. And when they know there's a veteran that has passed, they usually give us a heads up that something is about to happen. That way we can gather all of the information required for that VA benefit at the time of passing. That family and widow are going to have enough things on their plate. We like to be able to have everything ready, so when they walk in, it's as easy as possible for them in that point in their lives.
And I know, you know, certainly local VFW, Legion, I mean, they'll be there in uniform. But also, I'm sure in a lot of cases, a couple active duty service people will come, right? Fold the flag, et cetera, present it to the surviving spouse.
Yes, that is something that the active duty will come out of one of the Fort Knox, or maybe in Ohio, we have our National Guard active duty that will come. At least one of the service members will be from the branch of service that the veteran was from, and the other one could be from the same or different, and they will be up to present the flag to that family member after it is folded.
Yeah, and thank them on behalf of the president and the country. I mean, if nobody's ever seen one of these, you don't forget. They're very emotional, you know?
I was able to present the flag to a veteran about a month ago, and actually going through the narrative, it's a very strong narrative if you listen to what they actually say while presenting the flag.
That's for sure. Now, also, you're very proud to do this. You offer transportation, by the way, specialized care. Whether the person can drive or not, you give them a ride. But in some cases, the person has gotten old enough that they're not currently driving and they don't have to worry about it now.
Well, sometimes there's an eye dilation required, or they're going in where they have to be maybe put into the twilight, not truly put under anesthetic, and they're not allowed to drive afterwards. We cannot be their plus one, so to speak, but we make sure they get there and back with that spouse or that child that wants to walk with them, listen to what the doctor has to say. And we coordinate with Council on Aging. It's a great relationship for those that may be wheelchair bound, because we cannot handle anyone that cannot get in and out of the van on their own. And with the VA outsourcing a lot of their community care, we're seeing a lot more runs to Ann Arbor, Fort Wayne, James Cancer. We've been all over the state and a few of the adjoining ones as well.
I was going to say, I know for many years it was basically Dayton, wasn't it?
Correct.
And that has obviously changed. And also, you know, as you mentioned, you're assisting veterans and surviving spouse, you know, whatever the challenge is, people should know that there are benefits that, may extend, you know, to the family after the, veteran has passed away. That in some cases, there's a benefit there too, right?
There is. And there's a lot of legislature that has changed. So once the a bill changes, it may open up dates like the PACT Act, may open up locations to where someone would have been denied VA benefits prior that may go forward. Causes of death sometimes change in the VA's eyes, whether it be service connected or not. So if you are the spouse of the loved one that has passed and did serve in Vietnam or Korea, make sure to maybe give us a chance to take a second look at that, because there may be benefits there that just haven't been utilized yet.
Yeah, people, you know, sometimes years have passed, you've kind of gone on with your life. You remember, of course, but, you know, as you're now in maybe 60s or 70s and the doctor starts talking about some heart disease issues or diabetes, and you may not make the connection. You hope somebody around them says, you need to call Eric or Blair, because remember you were in the service? And they might think, that has nothing to do with it. Actually, perhaps it is. There are sometimes, you know, what they call the presumptive diseases, right? Like if you were, for example, in country Vietnam, the presumption is you were exposed to Agent Orange.
Correct. And we can't forget about our Camp Lejeune veterans.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And the up-and-comers will probably be a few of the other bases that Agent Orange, Purple, and Violet were actually tested here in the States before it was taken overseas. So there are some exposure habits there as well. But we need to have those brought in front of us so we can actually take a look at them, because there is no real list for us to work off of unless someone brings it to our attention.
And for some things, let's say a new veteran, they just got home and, you know, all right, take a few days, party, have a good time. But I'm sure you want them to call you at some point, get to know you, get in the system, let you talk about some benefits, including some that might be available immediately.
Correct. There is some health care that is available for returning soldiers from deployment. Some of the bases are great on letting them know what their benefits are on the way out. But even if it's communicated once they're leaving active service, sometimes it isn't always received, because their minds may be thinking more about getting my belongings home. What am I going to do when I get home? My employment. So sometimes it's good after the dust settles to actually come in and say, okay, now what is it that I'm eligible for? Because I may not have been listening to what they were saying.
In addition to that, I'm sure as we have a couple minutes here at the end, if we have any young people listening, still not sure what they're going to do, or they might be thinking, oh, I want to go to college, but I can't, you know, afford that, that, you know, the service, whatever branch, you know, works for them, may be the answer for them, right? Tremendous education benefits and more, right?
Education benefits are changing. They've actually upgraded the benefits from the old GI Bill, Montgomery GI Bill, to the Forever Bill. We used to have a time limit on once you leave service, you had 10 years to use it and you couldn't transfer it. So now with the Forever Bill, there are some parts of that will allow you to use that for your entirety or transfer it to a child or a spouse.
How about that?
That is something huge when it comes to student education.
That just wanted to put that out there. I don't know of any other country in the world that does that. There might be, but I'm not aware of one myself.
The skilled trades right now are begging helmets to hard hats for veterans that are getting out of service to come and apply with them. And they're actually picking up most of your training cost and then putting you right into the job field, which is a great opportunity.
Yeah, that's for sure. Eric, I certainly want to thank you for coming. We always enjoy, you know, getting to catch up with you, and certainly an opportunity to thank all veterans, but for you to speak to them in a way that you may not normally get to do that, because I know you like to do a lot of outreach and get in there and talk to all that you can.
We do. We have prioritize the outreach to let the returning soldiers as well as our older generations know that we are there to answer questions, and don't be afraid to ask the question, because the answer may have changed in the last 5 years and you just were unaware.
And they'll be either talking to you or Blair or Rob, whichever. You're all going to take care of them, right?
That is correct. And all veteran service officers are 88 counties. So feel free to call any one of them you feel comfortable with, because we all attend the same training and we are all happy to help.